CBS News Special Report, I'm Peter King. Connecticut State Police are about to release the names of 20 children and 7 adults gunned down yesterday at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Overnight, they say their remains were positively identified and removed from the school where a gunman started shooting almost 24 hours ago. Lieutenant Paul Vance on CBS This Morning.
The investigation has been going continuous all night long. Our objective certainly was to positively identify all the victims, to try and give the families some closure and make it a little bit more easier for them if there's a way to do that.
President Obama once again becomes the country's mourner-in-chief.
Our hearts are broken today. We grieve for the families of those we lost. And we keep in our prayers the parents of those who survived. Because as blessed as they are to have their children home, they know that their child's innocence has been torn away far too early.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
And joining us live now, Paul Brandis of West Wing reports. Paul, the president actually has opened the door to a discussion on gun control now in the wake of this terrible tragedy, calling for some meaningful action now, regardless of politics.
Well, you know, Bruce, we all know that these mass shootings are nothing new, and that includes school shootings, unfortunately. But there's something about this one, and maybe I'm wrong here, but you talk to folks and, you know, you get the sense that this one feels different, that maybe, just maybe, this latest tour represents some kind of a tipping point. And that was certainly the impression that I got yesterday when the president came into the briefing room. I think you heard that clip that just ran. He said, we've had these kind of tragedies too many times before, and he wiped away tears. A very powerful moment. But what was interesting, he said, I react not as a president to these things, but as anybody else would as a parent. And that was especially true today. I think what people want the president to do is not so much react as a parent, but react as a president and do something about that. So the door perhaps is open for him to do something other than just play mourner-in-chief, other than just go to Connecticut and comfort the families. The problem is, from a legislative standpoint, gun control, sadly, is just one of these third-rail issues that no one seems to want to touch.
Where does that issue sit on the list of priorities for the Obama administration?
It didn't come up during the campaign. It didn't come up during the debates. There was one question during the debates, of course, about that, but that was it. So it was essentially a sideshow. It was all about the jobs and the economy. But this is the kind of issue that I think could change that agenda. There's no question that, look, gun sales were up enormously during the first Obama term. They profited enormously. $31 billion a year industry. They do not like the president, even though they've profited. He has no reason not to go after them. They don't like him to begin with. The problem is, again, as I've said, from on Capitol Hill, there is simply not any kind of meaningful, cohesive unity towards action on this. Again, unless this action yesterday represents some kind of a tipping point. But it has not been high on the president's list of priorities. Hopefully that could change.
Well, really, you know, an elementary school is just a place of complete and total innocence. And that, I think that may be what, for a lot of people, makes it such an emotional thing. I mean, to go to an elementary school and shoot little kids just beyond belief.
It's just beyond comprehension. And with the president, it was interesting. You know, I've seen all kinds of presidents over the years, and to watch the president of the United States yesterday wipe away tears, and he had to pause for a moment to regain his composure. It was a powerful, wrenching moment. And there are several of us, I'm sure, as people watching on TV at home, had lumps in their throats. He was clearly affected by this. And these are the kind of events that can, in fact, change agendas in a hurry. I know we've got the fiscal cliff. We've got energy issues, Syria, Iran, on and on and on. This is a big one, though, and perhaps this will move up the ladder in terms of presidential priorities. I certainly hope so.
Be interesting to see where it goes. Thanks, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis from West Wing Reports.